personalized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now. 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free. 888-998-7225. 888-998-7225. Or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free. 888-998-7225. Or go to mdtopical.com.
One of the women accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct says she has spoken with the FBI now. Reports are Deborah Ramirez provided a list of witnesses who she says can corroborate her allegation that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party. The city of Las Vegas remembering the 58 people who were killed a year ago today when a gunman opened fire at a music festival. Hundreds of others were injured. A number of events and remembrance ceremonies are being held around Vegas today. Three people killed in an apparent car bombing in Allentown, Pennsylvania over the weekend. And now the Allentown DA says,
we have a high degree of confidence that the perpetrator was probably killed in the incident.
DA James Martin saying more details about the case will be released later today. That explosion happened on Saturday night, and a shelter is now set up at a youth center in the vicinity for people who were displaced by the destruction caused by that bombing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
An unusual traffic situation in Atlanta this morning. An overturned livestock truck has spilled a herd of cows onto a highway, backing up traffic and causing at least two wrecks that killed two cows. Reports are the truck spilled the cows across Interstate 285 early today, and at least one driver of another vehicle was injured in one of those collisions with one of those cows. Another herd of cows spilled onto I-75 back in May. In that case, 10 cows were killed. In Indonesia, the search and rescue and, all too often, recovery is continuing.
In Indonesia, more than 800 people killed in the 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami which followed, the wall of water swallowing buildings and homes. Rescue workers still looking for people as it's feared more were killed, some areas cut off because of damaged roads.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. In some of the remote areas struck by the earthquake and tsunami, the searching hasn't even begun yet. And two scientists from the U.S. and Japan have won the Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Institute in Stockholm announcing today that Jim Allison and Tasuku Honjo are being honored for their discoveries leading to new approaches in using the immune system to battle cancer. Allison's a professor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's...
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
All right. right, local weather here at HunterdonChamberRadio.com for Flemington, outside our studio here, 71. Partly sunny, high should be in the upper 70s today. Patchy fog tonight after 10 p.m., lows in the 60s. Tuesday looks like a slight chance of showers between noon and 3, and high near 79. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms again, then a slight chance of showers in the overnight. Lows will be in the 60s again. Sunny on Wednesday, clearing up, high near 79. Cools off Wednesday night, low around 60. Thursday looks like creeping into the 80s. And back again, a chance of showers possible Thursday night. Clearing up again on Friday, high in the 70s, low on the overnight in the upper 50s. And looks that way through the weekend. Nice fall weekend here in the Northeast. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Afternoon or evening, whatever time you might be listening. Bill Kinslow here, Chef Bill's Table at WHCR-DB. Getting together on Mondays live and then forever after in the archives, or almost forever, as long as we have storage space, right? Thinking about food celebrations coming up. Of course, today is, or next Monday, I'm sorry, Canadian Thanksgiving, reminding us that that season is coming around already. Columbus Day, same day next Monday. For those of us that celebrate that, and today is World Vegetarian Day, October 1st. Apparently, in 1977, it was kind of decided. I don't know who decides these days, by the way, but you can find calendars, books that every day there's something, which I think is, I don't know, sometimes you get inspired. It's kind of cool. Every month, you know, there's a national whatever type of food or something for each month. And then our normal food holidays that we like to cook, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, Monday holiday cookouts, which are all done for the season, by the way. So we've got to look forward. It's a long run here before the next one. We've got another month, over a month and a half, till Thanksgiving. Although everything pumpkin is out there now. It's been out for, I don't know, a few weeks. People anticipate. And, of course, it's not really about pumpkin. It's about those warm fall spices, pumpkin spice. Although pumpkin we will use, we've got pumpkin ice cream coming in, we have pumpkin cheesecake. We'll bring in the raviolis fairly soon for the right up till about Thanksgiving. It's odd, the day after Thanksgiving, it's hard to give pumpkin away. Up to that point, it works, but after that, I guess if you start early, you got to finish sometime, right? So I was on the hunt for a fall/winter vegetable at the restaurant. We have the standard, you know, spinach, asparagus, broccoli, sauteed mushrooms. We always try to have a seasonal special that kind of like a, you know, another offering. And we've been doing, and sometimes it'll be maybe two or three, depending. Standard, we've been julienning some carrots, zucchini, and yellow squash, and of course, summer squash season is over. And now we'll do roasted Brussels sprouts. They're coming into season. We'll do specials with corn, with cauliflower. I mean, we have buffalo cauliflower on the menu, so nice vegetarian version of the ever-present wings, right? Yeah, so I'm looking for this next kind of like a go-to vegetable that we can that would complement things and also be something we can prepare ahead and then finish off as needed. So I was thinking squash again. Our farmer dropped off a bunch of different mixed fall squash, and there was actually an orangetti, like spaghetti squash, but it's orange. Haven't cooked it yet. He tried some and said it wasn't as fibrous. He didn't get the strands like you do on a spaghetti squash, and then I've seen others that claim, yes, it's similar, but a little richer color. But there was white acorn and a golden acorn. There was carnival. They look like kind of like a pumpkin, except many colors, white with green and orange. These two, the acorn and the carnival, of course, have the skin. Usually when you cook these squash, you would cut them in wedges, cook them with the skin on, and then scoop the flesh or serve it like that, stuff it, whatever. But I wanted some, diced squash. Because we roast butternut off for a salad. We have something called a harvest salad that actually we keep on the menu all the time because it's so popular. But it's roasted butternut squash. There's dried cranberries, pecans, aged provolone. We do a maple balsamic vinaigrette. And with the Arcadian harvest, the nice mixed field greens. Very popular. It backs off a little bit in the summer, but we've never... used to be a seasonal special, but got a little resistance when we took it off special, so we just keep it running. So we're always roasting butternut squash. And like spaghetti squash, the fall squashes, you can get them year-round, but they seem best in the fall. Maybe it's that getting that cold weather. The ones I got, very sweet, very firm. So... But I think I found this. I think, all right, squash and greens. So we've done before. So we have the salads. All right, do we want it to be like the salad? Well, maybe. Why not? We eat raw tomatoes in a salad, and then we have braised tomatoes or tomato sauce with a dinner. So why not? Combination works. We've done the pumpkin raviolis. Normally, we'll do a. Gorgonzola cream and toasted walnuts, but we've also done it with greens and with either sausage or prosciutto, or the nuts can go in there, a little Parmesan. But taking squash or even pumpkin that's in a that's already, to me, sweet, although pumpkins might be a little bland, but and then adding more sugar to them, I like to take them in a little savory direction. So I thought of some greens. All right, what's a good winter green? Kale, of course, still very popular. But there are others out there. We've used broccoli rabe, escarole, even spinach to fall back on. Collard greens. There's always greens in the marketplace. But I thought of kale. So I think I found this combination that would kind of... I mean, it cuts across many cuisines, and I'm sure many of you out there have had it before, but it would fit well as a side dish for Thanksgiving. It would fit well, actually, with a pasta, if you're thinking about Columbus Day Italian, or on a pizza. And it would also satisfy the vegetarians, because it could be a great main dish. It could be a soup. It could be a side dish, could be a stuffing, and it was fresh roasted squash and braised kale. So two different cooking techniques combined, but we're going to walk through this and what to look for, how to treat it, how to prep it, and maybe you'll agree. I just think I found something, like if once in a while, one of those things that, boy, I could almost eat this every day, because you can change it, play with it, enhance it. Roasted squash and braised kale. and all its variations. Chef Phil's Table. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, and we'll get prepping.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Table here. Beautiful song, by the way. Eric Clapton. Back WHCRDB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We're back at Chef Bill's Table. So we're going to make this dish. Braised greens and fall squash. So they said the squash that came in, and it's kind of neat about getting from local farmers. Sometimes I just say, you know, just bring me, I didn't order specific squash. I said, just bring me, I said, what varieties do you have? And he sends me a picture from the back of the truck. And I'm looking at all these. It looked like a, you know, you probably see the images on the internet when you show all the images. It looks just like that. All the different colors, the shapes, sizes. And I said, all right, just send me a mix. And picking through them, it's kind of like, of course, they're all in their shell, kind of like Christmas, right? You're opening up packages. So I start peeling. And for the squash, we like to roast it. You want to roast it because gets a little bit some of the water out of it. You can season it, caramelize it a little bit. If you're roasting in the oven, 400 degrees, 425, you know, pretty good clip. Best pan to use, and I know there's roasting pans with high sides. You don't need a big turkey roaster, but you want something that's not going to buckle on you. And sometimes cookie sheets, when you put them in there in a high oven, sometimes they warp a little bit over time. The best thing you can invest in is a commercial half size. It's called a half-sized sheet pan. And I think the Times, one of the authors, had done an article on that. Sometime, I just recall seeing it. You know, it really makes sense to, if you're going to buy commercial in the house, sometimes the pots are too big, but this half sheet pan fits in the oven, and it's reinforced. The commercial ones, there's a, if you think of around the edge of the sheet pan, you can use it for cakes. It's solid enough for that. But roasting things, we'll roast vegetables, roast tomatoes, things on these sheet pans, because they conduct the heat. They're not really expensive either. It doesn't have to be stainless steel. Actually, aluminum's good. But there's a little lip around the top of the side, a little rounded bead, if you want to call it. But through that, in the good ones, there's a metal rod that reinforces, so it doesn't get that warping and buckling. Sometimes one corner, it'll get a little bit out of whack. I know I've got a couple of roasting pans years ago that I bought that are like that. They from the heat, they're a little bit askew, and you put them back in the oven and they settle out, but then when they're cold again, they just they were inexpensive. So this half sheet pan really will do you well for many things, even if you need it as a tray. If you're doing a custard or a cheesecake, you want something, or a gratin that you don't want to spill over into the stove, just a nice half size sheet pan. So I took the squash, so I've got the acorn and this celebration. And, of course, the skin is ridged on it. Normally we cut these in wedges, scoop out the seeds, and season them, bake them, and serve them like that. But I want to take the skin off. So you lose a little bit of product. You want to take, unlike summer squash, the fall or winter squash skin is a little chewy. You're not really going to eat this stuff. And these, again, they were small. And so it was relatively easy with a sharp knife to go down, follow the contour of the curve, get all the skin off, and then cut them in half, top to bottom, and scoop out the seeds. Now, seeds, of course, squash seeds, pumpkin seeds, if you like a little snack, wash them off, let them dry, season them. You can make them spicy, salty, sugary, and toast them in the oven, and then save them as you could sprinkle on a salad, even on this side dish we're talking about today, if you want a little crunch. So take the seeds out, then I dice them, and when you have, I know you probably, when you work with butternut, the neck part there is solid, very nice, and the bulb part, it gets a little thinner around the walls of the bulb. So what you want to do is dice it in uniform size pieces, because no matter what you're cooking, you want them to cook at the same rate and have about the same texture. So as near as you can, you get them. And I did fairly large, not quite an inch, but as large as I could cut the cubes, because I do want it to hold up well. We are going to roast them, and then we're going to combine them again with the greens. So you want them, you don't want them mushy, because any of these squash, of course, if you cook them all the way, you get a nice puree. You could have a souffle. You can make a pie. You can make a soup. One of the beauties of these types of vegetables. You get very good yield, besides the skin and the seeds, but they're heavy. Good bang for the buck there with squash. So I've got the dices there, and when you're roasting, instead of putting the product on a pan and then drizzling oil and try to toss it on the pan, I always use a bowl. Put the bowl and put the product in the bowl. Or sometimes, if I wanted to make sure the seasoning gets spread around, I'll put my oil usually use canola oil. You could use olive oil if you want a little more flavor. And then salt and pepper. And then this, I put powdered ginger. And the neat thing about the squash, you can take it in any kind of direction. If you want to season it more with coriander and cumin and maybe, you know, a little nutmeg or cinnamon, you could take it in that direction. If you want to add a little sugar to the coating, you could. You could do balsamic and brown sugar, although a lot of these additions like that are almost better after the squash is roasted, kind of dress the product afterwards. But I did salt, pepper, and powdered ginger. Powdered ginger is nice. I normally use it with, actually a little secret, in pea soup. Anything with ham and ginger, instead of doing the clove thing and too sweet. Ginger has that little bit of spice to it. And of course, fresh ginger has that little acidity, citrusy kind of taste to it. So ginger's very good aromatic. So I did this. My goal was to make this as a base for fish. I like side dishes that you can present a piece of pan roasted or broiled or grilled fish on. You know, we'll do cauliflower mash, we'll do green lentils. I've done, you know, almost kind of the side dish becomes kind of like the sauce too, because oftentimes with fish we just get wrapped up with you know, always with lemon butter or something heavy. I wanted this one to be kind of a good savory moist base to present fish on. So I roasted the squash, tossed it in the seasoned oil, spread it on the sheet pan, roasted, you know, 15, 20 minutes, depending on how much you're doing, size of your oven. And roasted squash, by the way, don't be afraid to do too much. I know one issue with getting the squash in the store, I know my farmer is butternut. He used to grow these big ones, but he grows smaller ones because the retail customers can't use, you know, a 5-pound squash maybe for a small family. So he grows them smaller. But I'll tell you, these smaller ones, very good firm. They're the white acorn. So it was white-fleshed and white-skinned. And nice and firm and a good inherent sweetness. And, you know, maybe it's because they were just picked. For some reason, these really tasted good. I did the celebration and the acorn. So the one's, you know, a pale orange. The other one's white. And this is the thing with this dish. You can use any kind of squash. You know, if you want to, you know, stick with the butternut, but the boca, the delicata, any of these would work. So you're not limited to the type of squash. It's whatever looks good, whatever is freshest. And that's what I was going with, because this white acorn did not get, sometimes they get a little fibrous, and this one did not. So very good squash. So I have the squash set aside. Now I want to decide on the greens. And here's another area where you can be creative. You know, with this combination, you don't need to be tied up to a specific squash and a specific green. You could use what you like or what's available. Now, I went with kale. I went with green kale. Not real big stuff. It was nice, you know, like, I mean, fairly good-sized leaves, but not the stuff you have to pre-chop and massage like you would for a salad. But good fresh green kale. But I really, broccoli rabe would be excellent with this. Escarole, a good winter lettuce. Got the green and the white leaves, but escarole's got that pleasant bitter taste. Of course, spinach would be a go-to if you had nothing else, or if you want to, you know, try it for familiarity. Collard greens, anything like that would work. We're going to braise the greens next. We've got our squash roasted, and we're going to braise our greens and then put them together and see what else we can do with this dish at Chef Phil's table. Like it, I fell in love with you. You turned my whole world upside down. Hey, love. Got me on my knees, baby.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Orlando, Florida, where police fatally shot a man in a hospital emergency room a short time ago. The police chief, John Mina, says it happened at Orlando Regional Medical Center. The man arriving at the hospital for a medical condition earlier today, but once he was in the ER, he said he would shoot anyone who came near him. Police were called and the emergency room was placed on lockdown. The chief says negotiators started speaking with the man, but when he looked to be reaching for a gun, officers shot him. It turns out the man wasn't armed. President Trump is about to detail for reporters a big new trade deal with Canada and Mexico that was agreed to late last night. This morning, the president tweeted the pact is a, quote, great deal for all three countries and solves the many deficiencies and mistakes of NAFTA, which the new trade deal will replace. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Table here at WHCRDB, Hutter and Chamber Radio, 24-hour internet radio station. First one in the country done by a Chamber of Commerce, by the way. Well, in fact, we've been over 5 years now, going, I guess, almost 6 years. Time has flown by. So we have our squash roasted off, and if you're averse to prepping or you don't have time, I mean, you can buy normally at least butternut. You can buy diced squash. And, you know, the squash is good. I like it because of the sweetness. And pairing it off with the bitter greens, of course, you've got that little counterpoint there. We could probably, if you wanted to, though, with root vegetables, celery root, carrots, parsnips, something else, you know, other turnips, carrots, parsnips. Those are the three basic. Celery root. You could probably add some to that if you like, or if you didn't have squash, you could make it pretty savory and use any or all of those vegetables. So with our greens, again, looking in the store, of course, buying things whole on the stem. Normally, you can tell the freshness best that way. With kale, you had the nice green leaves of kale. I stripped off the leaves. You know, I don't use the stem. And as you strip the leaves off, it kind of breaks them up a little bit. So you don't even really have to chop it. You can probably find chopped clean kale also. Again, the veg prep. You pay a little bit more, but you don't have the mess. You don't have to, you know, take the time. Broccoli rabe. We like to, usually it comes in a bunch, and right about where that little wire twister tie is, usually about a third of the way up the stem, we take off the tough end. The rest of it's fine, and when you're blanching or cooking this, the greens, you want to check for doneness, too. If you're doing something like spinach, Basically, the water comes back to a boil. You can drain it and then chill it. We don't need to shock it in ice water. We run cool water over it. Or if you want to run cold water in the pot, toss it around. You're not really looking to get it ice cold. You just want to stop the cooking and be able to handle it. Escarole, again, looks like a head of lettuce. You would cut off the larger white parts of the stem, but definitely the inner tender leaves are good, along with the dark green outside. You know, discard any on the outside that don't look good, but you're going to cook this. So this is one of these things with any kind of lettuce. If you have something that, you know, it's a little less than perfect, but, could be romaine, green leaf, any of these lettuces, they don't really have that bitter quality of these other greens. But if you have to throw them in the mix instead of wasting them, why not? I mean, I've done braised lettuces before. So we have boiling salted water, and I salt it just enough where I can taste the salt. It's not like a brine, not like when we're doing salt potatoes, but you want to be able to taste it. Salt helps with the bitterness of these greens. Now, spinach, you may not need any salt at all, but I find with kale or broccoli rabe, we like to salt the water, kosher salt, and add them all, and it'll look like a lot, of course, when these cook. We lose a lot of volume right away. But we stir it a couple of times, make sure we check it. So with the kale, of course, is very chewy. It can take a little bit of punishment. So you do want to let it simmer for a few minutes. I just keep checking it. And you don't want it totally soft because we are going to braise it. We're going to saute it again. So you don't want it to melt down too much. I know the Times a couple of weeks ago, the author talked about cooking spinach till it was almost like a puree. And it does taste different. It's cool. But in this case, we want to make sure we can last through the braise without it breaking down too much. The broccoli rabe, we would cook it until the stems get tender. The little buds will be a little bit softer, but the stems, you don't want them too hard. And the broccoli rabe, we can cut usually in about 1.5-inch pieces. We don't leave the things whole. We cut these either escarole. You want to chop it into fairly good size because it is going to shrink. You know, maybe 2-inch pieces, 1.5-inch. Same collard greens, any other greens you're using. So we have them cooked to the proper stage, chilled down, some cool running water, or sometimes in a colander, we'll just put a damp towel, let the water kind of run over that and drip down in there. But you really want to stop the cooking process. Now, to set aside, now this is the make-ahead stage. You've got squash roasted, you've got your greens blanched. If you want to do this a day ahead or a couple of days ahead of if you're using this for a big meal, nice. If you're using it for Thanksgiving, let's say as a side dish, you can get your pre-prep done. Now, the braise, we want a pan that's big enough to hold all the product. So we're going to start with, I start with olive oil. If you use butter, that's fine, but it would be clarified butter. You want to get it to, you know, you don't want it to brown too much. I like the oil because also if you chill it, it doesn't harden up on like the butter would. So olive oil, some finely, you know, small diced onions, and I like to cook them till they're soft. I added a little bit of garlic. Now at this point, if you like, I know with broccoli rabe, we would throw maybe a little pinch of hot pepper flakes in there. Depending on which way you're taking it, you know, you could put oregano or an herb mix in there if you like it that direction. Spinach might call more for nutmeg. I didn't put any other seasonings in it. I didn't do the basil, I didn't do the parsley. I just wanted the kale, to me, had a good enough flavor. So I have the onion and garlic soft. Add the kale and stir it around. Now it's going to, you know, it's already wilted, so you need to cook it a little bit more. Then that's when we add some liquid. So we put salt and pepper right there. We season the kale. And then I added some water. You could use a vegetable stock. You could use chicken broth if that's, you know, if you don't mind, if you're not trying to keep it vegetarian. If you use any of the broths, though, you might hold back on the salt. I did salt, pepper, and water. And I tasted it. Okay, it was salty enough, and you've got a little liquid in there to create some steam, so you cook the kale. So you're doing it gently over low heat, let it simmer, stir it around. You know, a nice wooden spoon helps out here, too. You don't have to worry about scraping the pan. And you keep checking it for tenderness. It's cooking more when it gets to the texture that you like. And again, with the broccoli, Rob, it's going to be after 2 or 3 minutes. The kale took a little bit longer. Escarole might not take too long. Spinach might only take 2 minutes. But when it's to the point where it's nice and tender, here's another way you could take it off the heat and then combine it with the squash. If you're making it, say, into a casserole, I would fold it together and then put it in your casserole. If you're going to top it with some cheese, or even if you wanted to make a gratin, a dash of heavy cream in there, and then finish it in the oven later, that's fine. Or if you're going to serve it, have your braised greens and then fold in your roasted squash and warm the squash back up. You're going to stir it gently. You don't want to break up the squash too much. Hopefully, if you've roasted it properly, it's not too soft. It's got still a little bit of texture. The thing is with the squash, if you don't roast it, the sweetness won't be there. If you don't fully cook it. So it's to that point where it's cooked, but not pureed. If you didn't want to roast the squash, or if you don't have, you don't want to turn the oven on, I want to do a small amount, you could very easily saute or do it in the pan. Diced squash, I've done it before. The butternut, probably the most difficult because that purees so easily. But in the dices, just like we would make cubes for a hash, start it with the oil and stir it around gently. Again, the wooden spoon works, but you want to turn the squash, cook it slowly. You could put a little cover over it to help steam it. Even if you splash a little water in there, it'll help bring it along. If you want to caramelize, of course, you just use the hot oil. And, you know, after it takes a few minutes of attention there, but you can saute the squash and get a good result without turning the oven on. So if you're doing a small amount, it might make more sense to do that. Now with this combination, so I got this vegetable done. Tasted real good, nice and savory, and you know it's everything you expect it to be. And I said it's something that combination. It's rich, it's succulent. So my idea was to put a baked halibut and present it on top. And of course I'm thinking, you know, with the greens, the squash, you know, a little bacon, right? Bacon doesn't hurt anything. And again, this could be strictly a vegetarian dish. You could add some soybeans. You could, some braised lentils could go in there. It could be a soup. It could be a stew. Many ways you could go with this. And that's the other thing that, you know, when I started thinking about it, and every once in a while you find one of those go-to dishes or procedures, recipes, whatever you want to call them, that say, wow, I can use this. I can flavor this any way I want it. I can use it for a side dish, I can make a main course, I can make a soup, I can make a stuffing. It's pretty cool if you like that, if you like the flavor. And I do, and I say you can get variety by varying the greens and varying the squash and your seasoning. You could match it up. So I wanted the some fish and bacon. I said, all right, Casino, a classic Clams Casino everybody's heard of. I guess they originated in Rhode Island, probably. A lot of clams up there. So basically I thought, okay, that's going to give me, you know, because really when I ate this thing, of course, the greens and the squash, I wanted a little sharp cheese. It doesn't have to be Parmesan. I think the aged provolone would be very nice with this. And it doesn't have to coat it. I mean, you could bake it and put a nice coating on top. But I thought, you know, with our casino, we do put a little Parmesan, and it's breadcrumbs. So I've seen Clams Casino where it's just a piece of bacon and some butter. Usually peppers go in there. We put some peppers in ours, fine diced green peppers. a little bit of shallots. We don't use onion. We do the shallots and garlic. We'll use an Italian herb mix that we make, parsley, oregano, basil, and black pepper. We have a proportion that we use. So you start with some diced bacon, and you've got, of course, the bacon fat. You don't throw that. That becomes part of what you saute your onions in. But we do add some butter, a little white wine, and we get the bacon, the peppers, and shallots. You want the bacon fairly crispy, but not too much, because you are going to bake this topping again. So you have the wine, and then, of course, add some breadcrumb to soak up the excess butter and liquid. And you've got a loose, crumbly topping. So I coated the top of the halibut with this, sprinkled it on. I actually did add a few scallops. Scallops are really good with this. If you did probably like a bacon-wrapped scallop with this squash and greens, you got sweet, salty, you got earthy, and you got all the flavors going on. So we're going to play around with this. When we come back, we've got a couple of messages, and see what we wrap up with on World Vegetarian Day. We've got a nice vegetarian dish that any carnivore would love also. Chef Bill's Table.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Chef Bill's Table here at WHCRDB. Winding down another hour. So the fish casino, so I make this casino topping, and as I said, I baked some halibut and a few scallops. Very good. You got your, add your bacon to it. If you wanted to enhance the casino, which we've done before, the halibut and the scallops are fairly expensive fish. So I like baking fish with some kind of coating on it, a nut coating, macadamia, curried almond, oregano. You could do the breadcrumbs with a little, you know, the garlic and oregano, and actually, you know, I like a little touch of tomato in there. The classic New England butter crackers, drawn butter, and a little, you know, cayenne and onion and garlic powder in there. Just a nice, protects the fish while it's cooking. It also flavors the fish. But also with this dish, I'm thinking, you know, I mean, crying for something like sausage, chicken, roast chicken, roast turkey, chicken thighs, but you know, a turkey sausage, anything like that could be, this could be a base for presenting something. If you're doing, again, the casino, you want to enhance it with crab meat. It's a technique I like to do if I have, let's say, a less expensive fish. I'm not going to say inexpensive, because good fresh seafood is not inexpensive anymore. But if you want to enhance something that's fairly plain with this casino, add some crab meat. Small shrimp would be fine. Crab meat seems to be the best because it stays soft. It doesn't toughen up. You know, lobster meat, claw and knuckle meat maybe would work, but just your regular, it could be, doesn't have to be the jumbo lump either. It could be what we call a special. It could be back fin. But it puts that crab flavor in there. But Fish Casino on it was very good. So other ways to do this, also, by the way, with the squash, again, save the seeds for a little topping, a little crunch. So I say I wanted to keep this a nice, even enhance the side. I go back to our salad. I think some dried cranberries folded in would give it a nice tartness. Some roasted pecans or candied pecans if you want. Again, there's some sweetness there. So you've got the bitter greens. You've got your salt. You've got the squash is the base there. And what it accomplished for me also in the restaurant, you know, we'd like a vegetable on the plate, but you need some green. I'm sorry, you know, you have white plate, especially seafood or chicken breast, something that doesn't take on a lot of color. I think people, when they think of vegetable, I got to have a green vegetable, you know, which is, you know, it's good. It rounds out, it's good for your diet. And that's, you know, you could either have a salad on the side as a vegetable. And we're doing that now with chicken schnitzel. We traditional, I guess, would be red cabbage. We decided to go with a nice spring mix salad. So it's almost, it reminds you of the Milanesa, just a nice cutlet with, you know, arugula. We use, again, using the spring mix, nice lighter herb vinaigrette, a little caper sauce, one of our Oktoberfest offerings. But using a salad as a side dish is nice. So this is kind of, I think, best of both. You've got ingredients that you could very well turn into a salad. So if you like a harvest salad, if you wanted to do roasted squash and spinach salad, you know, make a dressing. I mean, again, this, it's a timeless combination. And I think, as I mentioned before, turning it into something else, main dish, you could easily be a stew with a little more liquid. And then, you know, I would think, you know, some beans would be very nice in there. Could be pinto beans, could be soybeans, edamames would go in there. But even a white bean, a cannellini or a Great Northern, making kind of like a, you know, a stew / soup. Again, main dish, vegetarian. It could be, you know, if you need gluten-free, keep the wheat out of it. They don't say, you know, have nothing, no breadcrumbs on top, of course. Just so many ways to take this combination and flavor it to the cuisine that you like. So yes, when you taste something like this, I could be a vegetarian. And a lot of people, I think, I see a lot of items out there that to simulate meat, but made with vegetables. And I think, I guess that would satisfy somebody that loves to eat meat, but for health reasons wants to cut back on it. You know, I don't want the cholesterol, I don't want the wrong fats and things like that. I can understand that. But I think for vegetables, it should taste like vegetables. If I want something to taste like it, I think, and especially with vegetarian, I think we sometimes, as chefs, mistake that. We try to make vegetable dishes taste like meat, but really, if somebody is vegetarian, people just don't like the taste. They don't like, the idea of it. They don't like the flavor of it. I worked with a vegetarian sous chef years ago in one of my first kitchens, and really learned a lot from him. He and his wife were vegetarians, and of course he would cook. I mean, he knew how to handle meats, proteins, made great soups. He would taste and spit out like you do wine. He would not, and it was just it wasn't for a health thing. It was more of a, just a lifestyle choice. And he would always make, a special dish for him and his wife, cooking staff meal and cooking all their guest meals. And I watched some of the combinations of things. It really, had a good, varied diet. It was healthy. It wasn't, like sometimes people make fun of, you don't eat meat, you're going to get anemic, blah, blah, blah. And now there's ways to make sure you're getting your full nutrition, especially nowadays. We know so much more. Back using the market, I'm going to say maybe this dish impressed me so much. I've had the combination before, but maybe it was just the freshness of the squash. In fact, just picked the good sweetness. I think that's what you seek out in the marketplace too. But when you get a dish like this that can really be a staple in your repertoire, only because of the variety and the different ways you can put a topping on a pizza. I almost did that last night. I had the vegetable. I said, hey, a little bake this on a pizza crust with a little aged cheese would be nice. We're going to wrap it up now. Chef Bill's Table at WHCRDB. Hope you all have a nice week. Get out there and cook. Find some good squash. Find some good greens. Eat healthy. Eat healthy. It's very satisfying, very versatile. We'll be back next week, and we'll see what else we can dream up.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At the White House moments ago, President Trump praises a big new trade deal with Canada and Mexico.
Throughout the campaign, I promised to renegotiate NAFTA, and today we have kept that promise. But for 25 years as a civilian, as a businessman, I used to say, how could anybody have signed a deal like NAFTA?
Speaking there at the White House, President Trump says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, as it's known, will open markets to U.S. farmers and manufacturers. Congress will still need to consider the new trade deal, but it probably won't do so till next year. In Florida, police have fatally shot a man this morning at the Orlando Regional Medical Center emergency room after he claims to have a gun and says he was going to shoot anyone who came near him. As negotiators were talking with him, he appeared to reach for a gun, so they shot him. It turns out he wasn't armed. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy.